Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Verse 7 through 10. When we look at that, we probably think, amen, it's an offering scripture, but no, this is what it gave me to start off the message, amen. Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. How many brought their faith with them this morning? I say you brought your faith with you. I say you came in saying, Lord, I believe. How many of you can believe things in? Just like we believe negative and it manifests, you can believe what the words say and it manifests. Hallelujah. Say, I'm believing bigger. Tell somebody, I'm coming out. How I used to be is not how I am now. I'm coming up higher. Come on, do I have anybody that'll say, I'm coming up higher? I'm coming up out this pit. Hallelujah. I'm coming up out this mindset. Today is a new day for me. Any new day saints in here? Tell somebody, it's a new day. Come on, that's 30%. Say, it's a new day. Come on, I don't care how old you are. Shout, it's a new day. And if it's a new day out of your heart, it's a new day manifested in your life. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, it's a new day. It's happening for me right now. Now, don't you hold back nobody blessing. Hallelujah. Shout, it's a new day. Even God observed when the people were together in unity, there was nothing that they could not do. See, you have to bind that devil, hallelujah. Because the devil will hide out in people, hallelujah. Tell somebody, not in me, not in me, not in me. I am the righteous of God, hallelujah. It's a new day for me. See, that's some sickness going to leave today, hallelujah. That's some prosperity going to break loose today. That's somebody going to get saved. You've been praying for it today because you done broke your faith, hallelujah. This thing don't work by doubt and unbelief. It works by faith, hallelujah. Tell somebody, I believe the Lord. Tell somebody, I believe his word. It's happening for me. Say, it's happening for me. Say, my faith is increasing right now. It's happening for me. See, when you walk and talk like that, things happen in your life. Hallelujah. Things begin to change. Hallelujah. Listen, you want the same thing? Keep doing the same thing. But when you step up a little higher, God begins to meet you right where you are and take you up higher. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You got your Bible? I say you got your Bible. See, I didn't ask you if you had a romance novel. I didn't ask you if you had a cookbook. I didn't ask you if you had an old mechanic book. No, do you have your Bible? The written word of God. Tell somebody, I believe what's in my hand. Tell them, I believe. We're going somewhere. Tell somebody, I believe what's in my hand. See, if you believe what's in the book, you'll get the results of what's in the book. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I believe it. Yeah, see, deep down on the inside, you have to believe this thing. Amen. And it's working. Hallelujah. It's working. Look at the neighbor, say it's working. Come on, look at the other neighbor, say it's working. Now say it's working, it's working, it's working. is working. See, it didn't work even when you didn't acknowledge that it had been working. But when we start acknowledging that it works faster because our faith begins to kick in. Hallelujah. God's word will not return unto him void. He'll accomplish everything he said. Hallelujah. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 7 through 10. If you have the King James, raise your hand. I just want to see where I'm at. Doing a translation check. Amen. That's a few of y'all. So we're going to start with the King James, and then I'll read the NIV, and we're going to read it together. Somebody say amen. In Malachi 3, 7 through 10, the King James Version, readers, let's read together. Ready? Read. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee in tithes and offerings? Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I would not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Just verse 10, King James readers. Ready? Read. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse louder, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now. Amen. Let's read that again. Just verse 10. Ready? Read. Let's hold it. Hold it. Now, some of y'all talk louder than this at home. Amen. If it was just one of y'all talking, amen, we can hear you over this whole place. We want to decree this as the word of God. Can we read verse 10 together? King James Version readers, read. Yes. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Y'all read now. Hallelujah. Now, if you have the NIV, just verse number 10. Amen. Ready? Read. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I would not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that there would not be room enough to store it. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of God. Hallelujah. How many of you don't have a Bible? You don't have a Bible. Raise your hand if you don't have a Bible. Do not have a Bible. Amen. So all of y'all got a Bible. Amen, somebody. King James, folks, raise your hand. Let me see. You got the King James translation. Okay. Amen. NIV. You got the NIV. You got the NIV. Amen. Amen. All right. So I'm just doing a test. It all means the same thing. Tell somebody I'm blessed and favored. Amen. Turn the first lights off for me, number one. Tell somebody I'm blessed in favor. Hallelujah. Say it again. Say, I'm blessed in favor. Now just say, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. There you go, Sister Moore. That's right. Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead then. Go ahead. Go ahead. That's how revival takes place. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, 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 hey. This how tumors leave. Y'all ain't gonna talk to. Hallelujah. This how doors open. Hallelujah. Come on. Lead them then. Go ahead. Yeah. All right. Let me help some of y'all, because some of y'all said, what in the world are we doing? Amen. Let me explain bless. See, when we don't truly have an understanding of the word, then we saying, what in the world is this? They sound like a bunch of chickens in here clocking. Oh, but when you know what you're saying. Amen. When you know what you're saying. Us, as you could be seated. When you're saying that you're blessed, That's why we're building here now. See, building. You got to build. Sister Vicar Roman, you don't start with a roof without first laying a foundation on the house. If I put a roof on top of an invisible house, how many know I'm just have shingles on my head? Are y'all going to talk to me today? Bless woman. Hallelujah. You got to build a foundation. And you can't be blessed without understanding the blessing. See, God created us blessed. He created Adam and Eve blessed. They walked into the curse. Serpent came up slithering, talking to them. And he got to talking, all sweet. Next thing you know, they was listening to the snake. How many know they should have stayed with the one that called them blessed? So blessed people fell into a cursed state. They were blessed. He said this in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28. He said, and God blessed them. I may go to it later. But God blessed them. Didn't he do it? There's an old song that say, won't he do it? I'm going to make my own up say, didn't he do it? Y'all, I say, didn't he do it? He'd already done it. The Hebrew word barakah, coming from the root word barak. Barak meaning to kneel or to bless or to honor. But barakah in the Hebrew means benefit, present, most blessed, prosperous, blessing. See, when somebody say I'm blessed, they're saying that I am prosperous. I receive benefits. I am empowered by God for peace, for prosperity. Everything in my life is working the way it's supposed to. How many like to drive a car that work? Come on now. Come on. You don't want to, you know, leave a parking lot and, you know, can I talk about it? You got a strange noise in the car. People like to deal with them. Amen, somebody. How many know we shouldn't be making strange noises? Everything about us should be blessed. Why? Because we bless people. Now, in Malachi, this is the only place that I see where God says that he would pour out so much blessing that there won't be room enough to receive. I don't see this anywhere else in the scripture. That's why I say I'm not preaching about tithes, though you should pay your tithes, no doubt. I just want to talk about verse 10. He said, I'll pour you out so much blessing that you won't have room enough to receive. Chariot, I want to minister today from the subject, bathing in the blessing. Sister DeCraig, I want to decree to you today that we're bathing in the blessing. Bathing in the blessing. Now, this may take a while. How many of you take a good bath, you hit every part of your body? Now, you know you can jump in the shower and jump out. Y'all ain't going to say. You know, go in dry, get wet, but just come out wet and dirty. Hello. You got to put soap on. Can I talk? I can't just wash my front, Brother Walter. I got to wash my back. Y'all ain't going. When you took a full bath and you lathered up well, how many of you come out feeling refreshed? See, that's what the blessing do for you. When you really know you blessed, there's a refreshing that comes. I'm talking to blessed folks. See, some of us blessed but don't know it. How many know you can have $10,000 waiting on you, your grandmother or father, somebody left you an inheritance, but you didn't know. Still your money, waiting there, been there 10, 20 years. Some of y'all going to check today. I need to call. Some of y'all thought about Uncle Cleo or somebody. I need to go check. I know he died, might have left me something. I was his favorite. But it could be yours, and you not experience the fullness of it because you don't know it's yours. And that's how the blessing works with us. We don't realize we blessed. Blessed people. So in Malachi is interesting. It is the last book of the Old Testament. We know the Old Testament has 39 books in it. And of